Looming large in anti-slavery lore, Dongola, on this moment of Indiana history. Historians have hotly contested the history of the Underground Railroad in Indiana. They do, however, largely agree that three major trunk lines of the railroad led escapees and their guides through the state. None of these routes included Dongola, a southwestern Indiana town platted in 1851 that sprang up during the building of the Wabash and Erie Canal. However, Dongola figures in more than its fair share of anti-slavery legend. Shortly before Dongola's founding, the federal government had passed the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act, which meant resistance from Hoosiers apprehensive about the prospect of slavery expanding into free states, which represented a threat to white wage earners. It's been said that slave catchers seeking their bounty in Indiana were sometimes branded with the sign of the cross or had their left earlobes cut off to permanently stigmatize them. William Cockrum's 1915 History of the Underground Railroad includes 33 incidents of Underground Railroad activity involving residents of Gibson and Pike counties. Of those, Dongola figures in 15. North Carolina-born Basil Simpson was the leading man in one cinematic raid. Finding and stealing the horses of the slave hunters lying in wait at the Dongola Bridge, Simpson and his accomplices allegedly attached fuses and flammable material to the horses' tails and drove them, tails lit, across the bridge. Historians have denied the credibility of Cockrum's history, which was based largely on boyhood memories. Regardless, the stories have lingered in the local lore. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.